All right, hour number two of Midday with Trey and BK on a Thursday. No Trey today. He's in Chicago. So we got Kevin Dunn, KD, filling in this afternoon. Big thanks to KD for the worst 2 hours of his week. Thanks for coming in, brother.
Worse? You kidding me? This is a great time. I mean, I wish. I mean, 3 to 7 is not bad in Austin because you couldn't be doing anything else with traffic.
Right.
I figured that out. I was like, I would just be at home anyway. I might as well get paid to make fun of people and talk sports.
You get paid in radio? I can't.
No. I mean, not money, but. But, you know, it's a bartering system. It feels like the 1700s a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I get everything taken care of, and I'm well fed.
Nice. Okay.
Get a gas card every month.
They give you those?
No, they don't.
Once you get to the 3 to 7, you do. Oh, well, you just got to work it up a little bit.
You had to show up to work 4 hours early, man. I feel bad.
Dude, it's all good. I got errands to run after this. So.
That's true. It's exciting stuff. Can you hear, Sarah?
Yeah. You okay? I'm getting there.
All right, so that voice is not Kevin, believe it or not.
Such a nicer voice.
I know, right? Much more pleasant to listen to than us two knuckleheads.
No question.
Comedian Sarah Tiana is in the building. She's performing at Cap City Comedy Club. What, once tonight, twice tomorrow, and twice on Saturday.
Yeah.
Tickets at capcity.com, capcitycomedy.com, I should say that. And she performed last night. First time in Austin, is that true?
It's not my first time in Austin. It's my first time at that club.
First time performing here at Cap City.
First time at Cap City.
Gotcha.
I was at the Moon Tower Festival in May.
Yeah.
I think that's when it was.
Very
yeah.
Nice.
So that's and then like I was here a couple years ago, probably 3 years ago. Opening for Russell Peters at Austin City Limits. So that was pretty, that was like my first intro into Austin, so that wasn't bad.
That's a big gig, though.
Yeah.
With Russell, must have been a lot of fun. Well, Cap City Comedy Club actually has a lot of history. Bill Hicks played there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of old school comedians that some of them aren't with us anymore that played there back
no,
in the day.
No, I remember when I was coming. Did that make sound?
That was hot.
I moved the mic.
You were praising this studio before you got here, saying it's really new
know,
and not
like,
old and sad like every other radio station in the world. And then the first thing you touch just sounds like death.
I bring
like
her coffee and I throw her the splint. There you go. Just take a bag. All right, pick it up.
There's like so much dust on this mic. I mean, there's a lot of history there. I can remember when I was coming up that there were so many comics that I was like, what is this club in Austin? I want to do that one. All the people that I love are performing there. And 10 years later, here I am.
Here you are. That's awesome.
You made it. And you're
Congrats.
Staying. You said you're staying close to Cap City Comedy Club.
I mean,
Cap City's great, but there's just nothing.
I live around there.
It's a 5-minute drive to the club. So it's like 5 minutes maybe south of the club,
okay.
So it's still like...
You're right near me.
Oh, yeah?
Give me a shout. We'll talk Kevin Willis and the Hawks.
Great.
Yeah, come on, KD.
I'll just, like, walk. I mean, there's just nowhere to walk to. There's just no place to go eat.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. Austin's one of those places you have to have a car, and you kind of got to know where you're going.
Yeah. I mean, it's just
There is the internet. You can always use that.
For what?
Yeah,
what
you heard of that?
What does that do?
You guys heard of that?
No.
Why would I use it, though?
Type stuff up?
To order stuff?
Like food near me.
Oh.
Click.
Well, yeah.
I found that out somewhere a couple years ago, and I thought, well, this is going to change my life.
Yes. That's just like, I just don't want to go to Applebee's every day. No offense to
Applebee's.
What's wrong with Applebee's?
Half price apps after 10 p.m.?
No, you're exactly right. He's got the palate German Shepherd.
Young.
Yeah. German Shepherd. I'll take that. That's a compliment.
Anything. No, it's not. You'll eat anything.
Well, I've been kind of sick the last couple of days. I ordered Papa John's pizza. You know, solid delivery pizza.
Peyton Manning told you to, so you did.
Absolutely. I've been following the rules, right?
Yeah.
Peyton, he's a good dude.
Whatever he says.
And Papa's a homie. We go way back.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll spare
Papa.
The stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great guy.
Is he in the tribe?
We're on the first name basis. No, he's not part of the tribe. Okay, unfortunately.
He's Jewish, so.
Yeah.
I know what a tribe is. I live in Los Angeles. Get out of here.
There it is.
I don't think I've heard an award show in the last 20 years where I haven't heard one Jewish name mentioned.
If you bring that stuff to Cap City, people need to go check that out. That's funny.
No doubt. I'm not like a Stein or a Berg or a Goldstein or anything, so we're okay. But I ordered the pizza Saturday night. Had a couple buddies over.
You have meat and cheese on it,
and then,
so you're not kosher.
Right.
Got it.
Oh, no. He fakes it all.
Calling you out.
He fakes it all.
Have you ever had a bacon cheeseburger? Like, how the hell are we not supposed to eat that?
Exactly.
You think those Jews walking through Egypt back in the day, if someone handed them one of those, they would have been like, nah, I'm good.
We found out last hour he sleeps with non-Jews, too.
Is that bad?
Wow.
Which mom wouldn't be happy about.
Well, I always go straight and read the Torah right afterwards. It's okay.
But you still sleep upside down, hanging.
Yeah, that's the rule, right?
That's the rule.
What we do. Yeah, absolutely. That one hurts, but... Are we talking about pizza? How do I get here?
Hold on. I just want to hear this for the next 15
I know.
Minutes. I'm just going to turn the mic off and sit back and laugh.
This is a mess. This is all Trey's doing for a reason. I was I'm kidding. So I had the pizza, right? I left it out on the counter. And what was Tuesday? Tuesday was 2 days ago. So this was 3 days after I ordered the pizza. And I got home from work and I was hungry.
Right.
I didn't feel like cooking at all. I mean, I got pizza rolls in the freezer. I didn't even want to microwave those. I just wanted some food. I wanted to eat and go straight to bed, take a nap. So I had this pizza out
quickly,
there.
Quickly, the pizza rolls for him is a 3 hour prep. And I mean, for any of us that make cook, he thinks putting pizza rolls in an oven
That's a full meal.
But you said microwave, like pizza rolls in a microwave sounds gross.
It
does. Put them in an oven.
No, that takes too
crispy
long.
Oh,
it takes too long. Microwave is 60 seconds. Oven's like 10
what
minutes.
What you do is you microwave them for 60 seconds and then put them in the oven because then it's only half the time.
Listen to her.
That takes too much time.
Listen to her.
Why would I do both when I can just do one?
Well, why eat pizza rolls if you're not going to eat them the right way?
It says microwave on the back. You can microwave or oven.
Yes, it gives that option. People
so
who are lazy.
Well,
that
that's
is not
me.
Something that your tribe is known for.
Sarah, we've been waiting for you.
Y'all are not a lazy
person. We have been waiting for you. Okay. We needed this for BK.
No, it's not going to change anything, all right?
Listen to
this
her.
This is how I live. It's my life.
Yes. You won't listen to me. Listen to
this is
to
how
her.
You're supposed to live at your age.
Yeah, I'm 23.
Right.
Like, we're
yes.
okay. We're
That's
okay.
what you're supposed to be doing.
So, there was two slices left. It was like a barbecue Hawaiian chicken pizza.
Oh, no. Okay.
And God. This was 3 days old.
Nothing
and
sitting out.
I just sitting out, not in the fridge. I ate it. I didn't think much of it. And I woke up from my nap, and I was like, oh, not good.
First off, I don't think pineapple needs to be on pizza, period.
No, that should be
if Nancy Silverton's doing it for you in L.A. and busting it out at Mozza, I don't want pineapple on a pizza.
Disagree. I think pineapple's solid on a pizza.
I know. Our palates disagree on virtually everything.
Right. Yeah, everything.
Mine's way better.
We're Farrakhan and Duke.
No.
Right, what do you get on a pizza then if you're not throwing...
I just get pepperoni.
Pepperoni?
Yeah.
Well, it's not kosher, so I can't
eat
that.
Or I'll get like a buffalo chicken pizza. I really like that.
I like
those
that.
Are
I can do
delicious.
That.
You ever been to CC's Pizza before?
Yeah.
Is that not the greatest place in the entire world?
With the dessert pizza. They like practically invented
See?
The dessert.
Is that the chocolate?
Similar palates?
The chocolate?
It's like the apple cinnamon.
Okay.
Or
yeah, you guys don't have Mr. Gaddy's in L.A. or Georgia.
No.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. No, I haven't had CC's in a long time.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
$5 and change for all-you-can-eat action.
For the buffet.
Oh,
yeah.
It's historic. I love that place. Now they got stuffed crust now. They're trying to go high class. They're serving aiolis and stuff on the side, apparently.
Stuffed crust.
Do you eat Taco Bell?
Mm-mm. No. I haven't
doing?
Eaten. It's, what am I doing?
What are you doing with
that? Yeah, no.
Trying to stay on television? Trying to make sure I still get booked at awesome, radio gigs like this.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Awesome radio gigs like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get into that a little bit because I read up on you in the comment, the roast, first of all. That's got to be great to be a part of that. You've written for some of the roast, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, for a long time since Sheen.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
I love the roast, man. That's like
they're pretty great.
That's my favorite kind
of sense. This last one was like the close, the one that where I was like actually like my name was on the screen. Like in the past, I've just like helped Jeff Ross forever.
Okay. I love Jeff. I see Jeff at Comedy Cellar and R.I.P. Greg Giraldo, who was also
R.I.P.
Both those guys were pretty tough roasters.
Have y'all had Jesse Joyce on here? Because Jesse Joyce was Giraldo's right hand writer forever.
That's right.
Write that down.
Great comic. He also writes on At Midnight Now. And he's been on there quite a bit, but he wrote my favorite Giraldo joke of all time. I don't know what if I can say it on
just
here.
Just clean it up a little bit. What is it?
It was just about how Lisa Lampanelli was a lot like the Octomom.
Oh, yes.
She
oh,
hasn't
my
had eight
God.
Kids, but she has had 80 fingers inside
yes.
of her.
Yes.
At one time.
At one time.
Wow.
And I mean, no, Giraldo would deliver those. So how would you guys help out? How many writers were there? Are there for these roasts? And like, what are you guys writing?
Well.
Like transitions or what?
No. I mean, well, for... like for this last roast, for the Rob Lowe roast, there's 13 of us, I think there are. And then, so basically for like the first couple of weeks, we don't really know who's on the show just yet. Like we know, we'll have like three people confirmed. It's always changing. People are always quitting and dropping out, right? So you're like, I'm just making an example, but like if it was Meg Ryan, like we'd have all these Meg Ryan jokes and then all of a sudden she's out. And then we're like, okay, well, those are gone. And then you'll try to like maybe change some of them around because some of them would be jokes that she would say about Rob Lowe. So you could always just change that to another woman or like, you know, have Spade say it or whatever it was. So you just start banking jokes. You just make this huge joke bank. And then as people start coming in, you start they'd say like, oh, well, Sarah, you're the only one that knows anything about sports, so Peyton Manning's script, you have to go work on that. And you're like, okay, great.
That's what you want.
That's my dream job. So so then I would just kind of like create a script for Peyton, and then I would send it to him and work with him and then figure out. You know, then we whittle everything down and then make everything more into his voice, or I would change some jokes to be more sports-centric.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We've been watching these forever. I'd love to get behind
Rob
the scenes
one
of that
is hilarious. So what, you got like free Papa John's and free nationwide car insurance for the rest of your life?
I wish.
It's a dream right there.
Yes. I remember when I asked.
You just asked her to play trainer.
Yes. Oh. I definitely said, I definitely had him do the nationwide David Spade is old and short or whatever it was.
Yeah, the jingle?
The jingle. I definitely had him. That was definitely my idea. There were lots of, you know, the Ann Coulter joke that he said. That was awesome.
Was that you?
Yeah.
That was, wow.
That she won the Kentucky Derby.
Were you high when you wrote that?
No.
Oh, wow. Even more impressive.
No, I don't even get high. I know. Only when I'm like with Joey Diaz do I even attempt it.
Contact high.
Yeah. I had a moment a couple weeks ago where he gave me this star, and he's like, he gave me this bag of these like edibles, and he's like,
there you go.
He's like, just eat half a dose, right? So a dose was three, so I was like, I'll eat one, and I fell asleep about 20 minutes after that.
Oh my God.
And I could not get off the couch. I had to Uber home because I could not walk out. Yeah.
20 minutes?
The edibles can, man, they can sneak up. You gotta be careful.
Don't even
you gotta
kick
go
in.
Slow.
Don't even kick in 20 minutes in.
Oh, man.
With her system.
Yeah, I mean, they
she
were.
She, like, inject the edible or something?
Her system's that clean, bro.
Oh, right.
It doesn't have Jack in the Crack floating through
it. Whoa, easy. Those tacos from Jack in the Vice are phenomenal. All right, 2 for $0.99. You know I love a good bargain.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you do.
That's in my blood. I have to.
Yes. So I remember those. Those were always good back in the day when my body could handle that.
So you ate, were they brownies? Was that the
edible? They were just like these little jelly like stars, like gummies, like star gummies or whatever. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah, so if you see on Twitter or Instagram, you'll see people like the comments will be like star death.
Ooh.
You know, like,
okay, so
staring the stars, seeing stars, and like what
when
that
did
means.
These come into gummies? Because I heard a cook the other day here in Austin on Twitter was like, yeah, I've got these weed gummy bears. I'm like, what?
Well, yeah, like, so the gummies have always been a big edible thing. I mean, is it, what's the status of weed in Texas? Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that it's
in Austin,
even
it's
close.
Austin's a little different than Jasper.
Yeah.
But Austin
still a statewide thing.
Is it illegal
Austin's
in Austin?
Austin's decriminalized, I believe.
Is it not legal here?
It can't be just a city.
No, it's not legal.
Oh, all right.
No.
It has to be a state thing. It can't be just a city.
No, we actually go all cities here in Austin.
We've got great
We're
great
very
rules.
Italian like that. We're region. No, you're right.
There's
no way. It's a state rule.
Yeah.
Just messing with you.
I'm confused here, too, and I've lived here like my whole life.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're even lying to me. I don't know what's going on here.
No, you're okay, bro.
No, it's either like legal, but then you have to have a medical card or
no medical stuff here.
Yeah, you guys don't even have that.
Every drug dealer and their mother will tell you it's medical, bro.
So
yeah,
medical,
I got that medical
when
stuff.
It was just medical, they had
they
all
want
kinds
you to go through
candies.
That chemo and pain.
Yeah. But now that it's completely legal for like recreational, as they call it in California, you can't make it look like any kind of candy a kid would eat.
Okay.
Because now it's just allowed to be sold wherever.
Which that's a good idea.
Yes, absolutely.
That's
a very,
very
good
idea.
Yes, very good idea.
Yes, Brad, that's a good idea.
I was
going to
say, maybe that's why I'm not
going to
have any kids, because I feel like
and
I'd
you
be...
can't get on a kid for saying, well, I saw a gummy bear like that or
well,
whatever.
Well, yeah, I guess like the only the big problems that they're having is like kids finding them or animals, you know, and then eating them. Yeah.
The problem?
Yeah. No, you want to blow. You want to blow it in their ears. You don't want them to.
Right, that's fair.
I mean, just do this the right way.
Yeah, you just want. Yeah, sure.
Oh, well played. So you're out in L.A. now, right?
Yes, I've been there for a long time.
And you're from Georgia.
From Georgia.
So how has that transition been from the South to Los Angeles?
Oh, that was at first it was difficult. It was always really, really hard, and I didn't start stand up for 2 years after I moved there. So I moved there to be an actress. Couldn't catch a cold. And then just started stand up on a dare like two and a half years later. I've been there 16 years. So
wow.
Almost 16 and a half. 2001, January is when I moved.
That's when I was born.
Yeah.
No, I know he's.
He loves to do that.
Romantic like that, isn't he?
I'm a sweetheart.
You're obviously naturally funny, and you go YouTube. You see you on Chelsea. No, but seriously, I mean, some of the jokes that you did for the roast you've already talked about. Did you have friends tell you, kind of telling you before, like, you probably need to go do this or try it?
Yeah, once I moved to Los Angeles, I was DJing, like, weddings and bar mitzvahs.
How many times you play the cha-cha slide?
Did they tip well?
And the Cupid shuffle.
They did, actually.
No. Oh, good.
What? They did, yeah.
I asked a question.
That is not a fair question.
I asked a question.
That is not a fair question.
And I didn't ask whether it was birthday or a bar mitzvah.
You wouldn't ask if it was a quinceanera.
A bar mitzvah is a birthday. It's just the 13th.
Yeah. I know.
Come on.
Come on, help me out here.
Yeah. You're not getting any help out here.
I'm not going to just give one-sided. I roast everybody.
which is what you should do.
Yeah. No one's safe. I don't remember where I was going, but
what was your question?
The cha-cha slide.
Oh, yeah. Casper, Cupid shuffle, of course.
Yeah, there's always those.
Now, did you ever get raised in the... Always those.
Oh, in the chair?
It's not like a Jewish thing. We didn't make those songs, all right? Don't pin that on us. The chair. Did you ever get raised in the...
I did not have to go into the chair.
Oh, it's a privilege.
I think I did at... I taught at a Jewish camp one summer, which I'm always surprised when the Jews want to go to camps. But I did that for one summer.
That one hurts.
And, it's not like I signed you up.
You're right. That's fine.
Huge. Is it a fat camp?
No.
Huge as in they're popular.
They're very popular.
That's all right. I set it right up for that one.
A fat Jew camp. That'd be interesting.
That would be very interesting.
It's hard to be fat when you keep kosher. That stuff is gross. The food we have to eat.
Yeah, we did have to be kosher at the camp.
So you were kosher for the course of?
I wasn't, but yeah. I mean, okay. I'm not going
to
go
to eat the food
out to eat it. It was in Malibu, so it was like you couldn't even walk anywhere to go eat. It was up in the mountains. Huh. And so you were just...
I would have walked by the kids. God, yeah. This pork sandwich is... Ooh!
Yeah, right. I wish.
How can you not live without this?
They had, like, former Israeli soldiers there counselors, so it was just not... Yeah, I got called a shiksa the whole time.
Sounds like your scene. Absolutely. Yeah. A goy and a shiksa, that's what you want to be.
Yep, so that's how I learned those words.
All right, will you at least take a sip of the coffee? You've been holding that up for, like, the last 10 minutes, and you haven't taken one sip yet.
That's my third sip, actually. Sure.
Earl made it at 7:30, and it's all black.
Oh, that's how Earl...
It's pretty good.
Earl enjoy. All right, we can't get into that. Yeah, spare Earl, right?
Well, she likes it all black, and so does Earl.
She does. Yeah, yeah. You guys.
Okay.
They have the same preferences, I think.
Is that you?
In certain things.
You're not Earl.
No, I am not Earl. No. Earl is our great front office guy.
Earl's a little tougher than Zach.
Oh, come on, man.
All right, so
that's just rude.
We'll get into this later.
Earl's tough.
Yeah,
come on, Zach.
No, Earl is not tough. Okay, now I'm just. Bagging on Earl.
Don't say he's
there
not
you go.
I don't want to piss off the guy that makes the coffee around here.
I'm good at just teeing up people to rip others, and I don't get blamed.
Oh, that's Earl. There's Earl.
There he is. Oh, right
awesome. Hi, Earl.
Right on cue. All right. I want to, by the way, our producer back there, Zach, is a big soccer fan, so I'm going to need you to help me talk a little bit of sense into him as we progress through this hour.
Yeah. Loved your comment last time you were on the show. That was a lot of fun. You kind of ripped soccer a new one there. That was awesome.
Fine if you guys, you wave your rainbow flags and you go to your games. You guys all just have a good time together.
Yep, that's it.
Whatever you like. I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to talk crap about you.
Right.
I'm not going to judge you.
The next 40 minutes is going to be all soccer trash talk. But
beautiful.
I want to get back to, because you did say you started doing stand-up on a dare. How was the first ever stand-up special? How'd it go?
I think I probably had 3 minutes, and I probably did the jokes I wrote in 90 seconds. So I went really fast.
There you
go. I was very nervous. But the first joke I ever told or that I ever wrote worked. So it's kind of like I had that to start with, and then you just kind of build, and then you have two, and then you have three or whatever. And so I kept – my friends kept saying, like, you have to do this, you have to do this, and – like, I don't know what, no one's ever told me I was funny. And then I realized, like, growing up that I was always making fun of everybody and they would be laughing, but they'd be like, that's not funny,
right.
So I heard that's not funny. I didn't really hear the laughter.
Right.
But I kept doing it. So clearly I heard the laughter. I just didn't, like, take it in. Like, because in
I've
Calhoun,
never thought of that. That happens to a lot of people. That's interesting.
Yeah. It's very bizarre, but, like, I mean, also grew up in a really small town where you know, like people would say, Sarah, you're such a great actress. You'd make a great dental hygienist. You know, like the idea of becoming an entertainer was not going anywhere. So I was just in L.A., like watching the news one night, and this guy like shot himself in the head with a nail gun, and he like worked all day. And the joke was, you know, like when he got to the hospital and everyone's like, I can't believe you didn't feel it. And I was like, well, I wouldn't be able to feel 3.5 inches if I got nailed. So what's the big deal?
We'll play.
And that was like the first joke that I ever wrote.
That was number one.
Yeah.
So you didn't start with the Jews and cancer?
No. But then I went right into like growing up in the South and like making black jokes for sure.
I started with
black jokes. I moved on.
as a fan of comedy, I like edgier stuff. And if you saw the people I like, you'd probably, you know, get that. The fact that was your first joke says a lot of good things about you.
Does it? Oh, thanks.
Yes.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Some people, it takes them 15 years to even get to that point. Talking about a penis and me having... get to that. It's what separates you.
Yeah, I guess like the best thing to do when I meet young comics, I'm like, just keep writing, just write joke after joke, like quick jokes. That's what Twitter's so great for. Twitter is...
Do you test it out on there?
No. No, no.
Because people would rip it off, too, right?
They'll just be like, heard it, you know, whatever. You know,
people already yell that at you. I already heard that one.
I heard it before.
I heard that.
They won't yell it, but they'll say something after. Like, I heard a lot of those before. And it's like, okay, well, sorry, does Journey play new songs every time you go see them play? Like, you know, you got to play the hits. Because if you don't, the person literally behind them is going to be like, you didn't do any of the stuff on your album or whatever it is. You know, so you're never going to please everybody. So you just have to kind of do a mix. And I always say that on stage, I take Peyton's approach. Like, I just call audibles the whole time. Like,
Omaha the whole time?
Yeah. Is that weird?
Yeah, it is kind of
that,
odd.
To me, is a great joke.
Are you waiting, 40 seconds in between each of your jokes, just, like, pointing at people and stuff?
Yeah. No, I know where I'm going to start. I know where I'm going to end. But the audience kind of decides where I go.
Awesome.
Depending on their reactions and how they feel and what they're laughing at. So
cool.
If they're not laughing at gun control jokes, then I move on, right? If they are, then I stay in it.
There you go.
So,
absolutely.
You ever do gun control and birth control, like in the same set?
No, I don't
have
any birth control jokes.
Well, you got to work on those.
I know. I guess so. Yeah,
you
right.
Sound like
you
you'd
know.
Have the material for that. That's not actually.
Yeah,
so
I think my material is that. Birth control. Probably, it's been birth control for me for a long time.
He's
so.
Understanding while I'm seeing why I'm single right now.
Yeah,
comments like that.
Yeah. No.
I think you'd be really good and have some material. What?
I don't think you'd say that. All right, we're going to take our first break. Sarah Tiana in studio with us. Of course, Kevin Dunn filling in for Trey, having some fun until 1 o'clock. A reminder, capcitycomedy.com. Get some tickets. Sarah Tiana will be performing tonight. Two shows tomorrow and two shows on Saturday. We're coming right back. Midday with Trey and BK on the Horn. Welcome back. Throwback Thursday. Well, MJ for you right now. I know who that is. Y'all impressed?
Yeah, I've been impressed. You knew Weezer earlier?
Yeah.
Although he thought Weezer came out like in 2005.
I swear that came out when I was in high school. That came out when I was in high school.
94, buddy, when I was in high school.
Yeah,
That's actually when I was born, 1994. Great year.
That was a great year.
Yeah, I agree.
Shawshank Redemption came out.
I don't
out.
Know about for you. It was a great year for
adults. It was a great year for me. I had my
adults.
I had my bris. You know, I had
tough year
my
for
Johnson
your
chops, and it was exciting stuff. That's about all
was
I remember.
Was it a great year
that.
For his parents?
No, it was not a great
that's
year
still for, up for discussion.
That's still up for debate.
I can tell
or
you
maybe
it's not.
Is not
up for debate. It was
no,
not a great year, but
yeah.
The years afterwards have progressively gotten worse.
Yeah,
so.
No way.
All right, I just pulled up your Twitter, at Sarah Tiana, and you've got a nice little cover photo right there. Just says boob, and it looks like it's been painted on some blinds.
You can't. That's
let me zoom
the
in.
View of boobs from the side, from the top, and from the...
What, a little side boob action?
From the top. You know, like if you're looking at boobs from this way, and from Straight On, that's what they look like.
Just keep moving two fingers around. I'm kind of confused. What's going on?
Let me see
over
this here.
Here.
Are these your boobs?
See, the B is what they look like if you're looking at them overhead. The O's are what they look like straight on. And then the lowercase b is from the side.
Oh, you're totally right.
Am I seeing this?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that on your computer. See, on mine, you can still see the lettering.
Oh.
Where it describes.
As much thought as we put into boobs throughout our life, yeah. You'd think that we would have figured something like a cool little trick like that
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I'm kind of starting to figure this out.
Well, it's a palindrome, too, which I always love.
Yes, yes.
What is that? What's a palindrome?
Spell it. Forward. Yeah. And backwards.
Like race car and stuff.
There you go.
And like fire truck.
There we go, Bradley.
That's not one, actually. Yes. I don't know why
yeah,
I said that.
Fire truck's not race car, is it?
That is terrible. All right, Sarah Tiana in with us. Kevin Dunn in for Trey Elling today. Rocking and rolling from 11 to 1, as we always do. And Sarah, you're from Calhoun, Georgia, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Which means, do we have this audio, by the way? I was doing a little bit of creeping. I didn't get anything too...
Can we get a reference point on Calhoun? Yeah,
what is Calhoun?
Like, is it near...
Oh, it's between
Jupiter?
Atlanta and Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay. Okay.
So up north, an hour north of Atlanta. We have a Nike outlet.
That's legit. Mm-hmm. You have a Nike outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Is that all?
You're welcome.
Is there even, you were talking about Applebee's earlier. Do you all even have an Applebee's?
No.
In
no, we do not.
Do you have any restaurants in there?
We got a Ruby Tuesday, like Ooh. Right before I left town. But now I think they have like a Longhorn. We got a Cracker Barrel when we got the outlet.
Oh,
mall,
that,
so that
thing
was
nice. Packed.
It was.
Yeah, I bet.
But we would always go on Sundays because nobody was ever there, me and my family.
Well played.
How close are you to Savannah? We talked about Savannah earlier.
Right. Calhoun is probably 6 hours from Savannah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So long.
I was.
Damn,
yeah.
That's long.
And it's about 4.5 from Atlanta.
Do you ever go back home?
I haven't been back to Calhoun. It's been a couple years. Actually, last year was my 20-year high school reunion.
Wow.
So I went back for that because we taped it for a bit that I was doing.
Is that the only reason you went back?
Yeah.
Because I would not have. I don't. Yeah. I think we already had mine and I didn't go.
No. I was not intending on going, but I was like, well, this will be, you know, but I do keep in touch with a couple people from high school. So we thought it might be pretty funny at 20 years.
Right.
And I was actually really excited to see some of the friends that I got to see.
Cool.
So that was really fun.
So what, were there like 40 people in your high school graduating class?
No, there were like 200.
Wow, nice.
Yeah. There's a good amount of people in the town, just not a lot to do.
I feel like the Ruby Tuesday's opening, they had like a ribbon cut and everybody was going nuts. That was like the biggest thing to
happen
in
years.
Honestly, Cracker Barrel
the biggest thing
big.
That happened in my hometown was in the blizzard of 93. That was... It was a huge snowstorm that no one was really prepared for. That's why people in the South, they always make fun that, like, if there's a threat of snow, like, you can't buy bread or milk at the grocery store, which is still true to this day.
If it gets 40 down here, you can't buy that. People are buying reserved water.
Well, everybody got stuck at their house for, like, a week. You couldn't get out. We didn't have snow plows or anything like that. And it was huge. Like, I'd probably say, like, 10, 12 inches of snow came down, which is so much. Like, we get an inch and we freak out, right? And so, in the blizzard of 93, Bo Jackson got stuck on our exit and had to stay at the Holiday Inn, and it's still, like, the biggest thing that ever happened.
Wow.
Do they rent that room out for more now?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's
we
a
We haven't cleaned
plate.
The John since he left.
I don't know if there's a nameplate on it, but it probably is.
Nameplate.
Oh, man. Yeah. That is great. That is great.
I still say that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. We had, like, awesome. We had like a week of school canceled when I was at UT when it didn't snow once. Like it didn't freeze. It got to like 36 degrees, and they just we're gonna take the week off of school.
Right.
I've missed a lot of school from I went K through college here, and it snowed once during that whole time. And I probably missed throughout K through college. I don't know 30 days because of.
Inclement weather.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever we had snow days. We'd have freezing rain, you know, there was so much black ice that you can't, like, drive.
Black guys?
That's not racist.
Yeah, you're talking about black guys. So many black guys you couldn't drive? What's
you have to be
that?
Much more careful around it.
I called it African-American ice one time, and I said, no, not. You're trying too hard now.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
It's 2017.
It's bigger and rougher and crazier and scarier.
the black guys.
It's just So that was also like it was really caused a lot of car accidents actually because your car just you don't see it.
Now
so
I'm not sure if we're talking about black guys or black guys.
When you go home,
black guys.
When you go home, is it tough for you because clearly your sarcasm is it's my favorite. It's making fun of all the really all of the racist and discrimination that you may hear out there, but doing it in a kind of in your face way. Do some people get confused on that a little bit?
I would say that people in the South are not the best at responding to that. And okay. I think that that is because, and I feel like that's just more of an insecurity because we are blamed for the problems when I feel like places like Philadelphia and Boston are way more racist than any place I've ever been in my life.
Boston's the most racist city I've ever been to.
Philadelphia is the most racist city
really?
I've ever been to.
Okay.
I've never heard that. I probably heard the N-word more in one weekend there than I did my entire life growing up in Georgia.
Isn't that crazy?
It's ridiculous.
No,
and, you know, I mean, I just did the David Ortiz roast in Boston, and there it's a pretty bad town as well. And I, you know, I made tons of jokes about that, obviously, and they could boo me all they wanted, but I'd handle my booze.
Did you?
I like that.
I saw.
Took me like 5 seconds to figure out what that meant.
I saw some of the millennial politically correct. We're going to be offended at everything people mm-hmm. say that roast went way too far. Did it?
No.
Of course it didn't.
It doesn't. No roast
Big
goes too far because,
idiots.
By the way, no. But you all get everyone gets a rebuttal. It's not like I'm just telling jokes about Gronk and he don't get to tell no jokes about me.
Exactly.
Let me just say that, like, everybody, we
Did
got
Gronk
a lot.
Hit on you?
No.
What?
No, I'm like twice his age.
Oh.
It's Gronk.
As
I figured he was hitting up the nursing homes
and everything.
The best joke
he had about me was,
I just thought if you're good looking,
he feels like
a
quarterback when he's around me because he's like, I'll pass. That's what he said. Great joke. It's a great joke. You know, but they called me a whore for 2 hours. And how come that doesn't? How come people aren't appalled at that? The very first joke I said was that my people are giving me a lot of credit, you know. And those are just easy jokes, and they're lazy. And you're giving me a lot more credit because my list of sexual partners is a lot like Dustin Pedroia. It is embarrassingly short. You know, it's unfair, but you can't say, like, also Gronk is Polish. So you can tell me your whole life you ain't never made a Polish joke? I mean, I made Polak jokes when I was little growing up.
I'm Irish. I couldn't tell you that and be honest.
What?
I mean, no, yeah. I mean, of course you've made some Polish jokes.
But I'm just saying, like, because he made jokes about Anthony Mackie being black, or, you know, like, that's completely unfair. Like, just to say that, you can't make jokes about Jewish people or black people. But no, I mean, we called Gronk dumb for 2 hours, right?
And that was just being accurate.
Yeah, I was about to say, is it a joke if you're saying the truth?
No, that guy is not dumb.
Really?
He completely has capitalized on that. And he's written 4 books, so
wow.
I don't know if he's read them.
How many
has
he read?
I was about to say.
Has he written more than he's read?
Probably.
How many pictures are in those books?
Yeah. But I'm just saying that, like, he's figured it out.
He's capitalizing on what we're doing right there, making fun of that.
He's clickbait, so when people are outraged, it's just they're not outraged. I mean, and I think
there's a lot of fake outrage now.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, because that makes people feel like they have an opinion.
Is that it?
If you're
upset, do they feel better about themselves? Do they feel like they're a better person because they're faking outrage?
I'm upset. I'm offended. No, you're not.
No, you're
not offended. You're worried someone's going to think that you're not offended.
Yes,
and that is offensive because what you're saying is if I laugh at this joke about a black person or a Mexican person or someone who is Jewish or a woman, then people will think
that I'm racist.
Agree with that.
Yes.
And that's just all insecurity. And what that tells me is that you don't know anything about black people or Mexican people or people who are Jewish. Like, you know
you
nothing.
Haven't spent any time.
Yeah, because the essence of friendship is if I can make fun of you and you can make fun of me and we both think it's hilarious, that is friendship. That means there is no blood loss. We're all different, and I don't understand why we can't just love that. We don't want to all look the same. Then we'd just be Chinese, you know? I'm just kidding. But that's the easiest way to break it down, too. Yeah,
to
I'm just trying
like
to break
that.
It down by saying, like, I think getting offended and being upset or outraged is how people feel like they are contributing to society anymore because we all feel like we're so far away from the things that are going on, whether it's politics or racism or whatever it is, you know. And I think there's a lot of guilt that we're not doing enough. And so people feel like if they're offended, then they're doing something. And it's like, no, you're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're just making it worse.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well said.
Do
you want to do the afternoon show today?
I've had a lot of time to think about it.
When I say do it, I mean you and Chad do it, and I'll just listen.
Well, I'm just saying that, like, I think people ask me if I get nervous when I go on stage.
Chad's married, dude. What do you mean? Her and Chad do it. Oh,
Chad's into freaky stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As long as he can see your feet.
Cover your feet. I was about to say.
If you could work with
the next guy.
Oh, yeah. That's a Russell Peters.
Is Peters a foot guy?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yes. He's openly admits that.
We all have something.
Not me breaking news.
I'm a hand guy, and oof, well done over there.
I'm a 3-day-old pizza guy. So
we know what you're into.
I'm hooked. That's all I need.
So you're an ass guy.
Yeah.
Well, no comment. No comment.
Like the clump.
All right. So, we have a sponsor for this. All right. All right. So, Shooting the Bull is a segment we normally do, and we'll do it here, I guess.
Yeah.
Shooting the Bull.
This segment brought to you by Planet Fitness. Now through July 15th, join for only $1 down and $10 a month. Online at planetfitness.com. Planet Fitness.
All right.
Maybe Austin is still in Texas.
Yeah, welcome. That was actually me last weekend. I shot that.
Yeah?
So, yeah, we changed.
Oh, I thought that was you doing the sound. That's what you were saying.
Yeah, just then.
Okay,
absolutely.
Sure, whatever.
All right, so this is a segment that, you know, I have to describe it. Nah, all right, we're not going to describe it. All right, Shooting the Bull. It's the homage that we pay to the old show Trey and I did on weeknights. Somehow they promoted us to middays. I'm not entirely sure why, as you're finding out, Sarah.
Budget issues.
Seriously, they just ran out of people to put, so I'll take it.
But, I'm taking all the gas cards, so,
yeah,
you know.
Good for you.
I'm getting Trident layers, dude. They're paying me in that gum stuff.
Really?
Not bad. It could be worse. Yeah. Could be worse. So, all right, Sarah, you are from Calhoun, Georgia, which is, like you said, an hour away from Atlanta, and means you're an Atlanta sports fan, which means you're an Atlanta Falcons fan.
Yes.
Zach, do we have this little audio from, it's nothing embarrassing, but I thought this was pretty funny. I was watching some of your bits with, through Katie Nolan of Fox Sports.
Oh.
And, here's just a little bit of you fangirling a little bit to the Falcons.
Exciting. I'm such a huge fan. I just want you to know I'm a huge Falcons fan. By the way, I'm a huge Falcons fan. I'm a huge Falcons fan. I'm a huge Falcons fan. I'm a huge Falcons
every
fan,
player.
Just so you know. It's like everything I've ever wanted my whole life.
I thought you said you could handle your booze.
They're not saying anything. I'm the one talking. I'm from Calhoun, Georgia. You heard of it? We have a Nike outlet. A lot of people know where we are. We're right below the poverty line. I can't wait to borrow your ring someday. Nice
you know, you can actually have their ring once you win it, you know?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Right below the poverty line. Yeah. That's a good line.
The Nike outlet, that is classic. So where do you want to begin here?
That was a media day.
Talk about, before we get to the bad, we'll start with the good. How of an experience was media days? How was it, you know, being able to talk to all those players and being out there?
I mean, that's what I was saying. Like, I was saying that before we started the interview so that if I made fun of them, they would realize that I was actually a huge fan.
Right. That was your preface?
That was my preface. Yeah. And then they just cut it all together, which ended up being really, really funny.
That wasn't natural right there? You weren't
I mean, it was pretty great. I mean, Julio Jones was awesome. I mean, everybody was great. Everyone was so nice on both sides. Everybody's very cool. Matt Bosher, who's our punter, had the best sense of humor, as most punters do.
Did you leave early or stay? Because if you're
game?
A Falcons fan, I figured, no, at the media event.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I gave up three quarters of the way through.
Yeah.
Well played.
Yes.
How often have you heard that since that game?
A lot.
Yeah, I bet.
You know.
We got Kalai, who's a Falcons fan back here. He's feeling your pain.
That's okay.
He's crying.
It's been a very traumatic experience since then. It's the first time in my life I'm not excited about football season.
Ooh.
It actually feels like finding out that, like, your husband has another family. Like,
ooh.
You're just like, oh, man, I just don't trust it.
That's bad.
I don't know. But I have to say that new Matt Ryan commercial, the Gatorade commercial, where it talks about defeat, is pretty epic.
No, really?
So I was pretty impressed.
Is that the one with the best athlete in the history of our lifetime who kind of leads it off?
Michael Jordan.
I like how you call it the Matt Ryan commercial.
Yeah, the Matt Ryan commercial.
He ends it.
Look at this, Homer. Guess who started it?
Yeah, well, guess who ended it?
Well, at least you guys ended something.
Yeah, I was about to say, you couldn't end anything else out there. Wait,
if I got a softball, pitch him to him, just so he can get a joke in,
I can get one in, will you please just tee it up next time?
Yes, no problem. That's what I've been trying to do.
Oh, my God, that is great. So I also saw you were making bets. With as part of your like interview deal, you were trying to bet the over with some of the players. You were like talking wink if you're going to be over 20 points or something like that.
Yeah. I was making prop bets.
And how'd that go? Did you actually bet on the game?
No. Mm. No. I never bet on my own team, actually.
Smart.
Very smart.
Yeah. I never want to have a happiness or being, you know, I never, I always wanted to be pure win or loss.
I've realized if you bet against him, it's okay. That's the only way you can do it, because that way you can balance out that if...
No, that's exactly the worst. I don't want to be happy if they lose.
But you're already going to be upset because they lost, so you may want to balance that out instead of being on a bridge. Have that where it's like, hey, at least I made $200.
I would only bet on them to win.
Okay.
That way when they win, I feel extra happy. I'm already going to feel bad if they lose.
You're just all about juicing up that happiness, aren't you?
Yeah.
Releasing those endorphins.
Yeah.
Let it roll.
I'm still back on this joke. Is it bad if you walk in on your husband with another family? Is that not like an okay thing?
You're going to be a strange dad, but a dad someday.
Well, you know, my goal is to be a stay-at-home dad with no wife and no kids. I got a good chance there. I'm learning not to bet, by the way.
You have a very solid chance of that happening.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Is that a Jew joke? What's your deal?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. That's just a you.
That's
just
a you joke.
That's just me looking directly into your eyes.
That's very nice of you to say.
That's just me knowing what your reflection looks like.
Oh, thank you. That is great.
Oh, wow.
I'm learning the hard way not to bet on this show because I now have to go to a WNBA game in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah?
Because I lost a bet. I bet on the WNBA.
They both
lost
a bet.
They both lost the bet, so my co-host has to come with me, and I have to act like a super fan and yell at the refs and yell at the players and anything like that.
I bet you end up having a great time.
I think it's like dollar beer night, so I will.
Yeah, you're going to have a great time.
I don't want to remember any of it.
And he's got a crush on a chick who's playing.
Yeah, I do.
Which one?
Kelsey Plum.
She would beat the hell out of him.
She's shorter than me, but like she's jacked, and I'm, you know, 6'1".
Have you seen those WNBA ladies in person? I mean, they are no joke.
How often do you go to WNBA games?
No, I've just seen them, you know, like at the ESPYs or
clubs.
Whatever.
They get invited to the ESPYs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, big time.
I'm just making sure.
Lisa Leslie was always there forever, you know, like she was like,
misogynist, just letting it roll here.
I'm not misogynistic. I just don't like women a whole lot.
Oh, okay.
Is that fair?
I'd probably look up that word.
Yeah. All right. Nah, I don't know a whole lot. We're going to take our last break of the show. I don't know what's happening. My own show. I'm getting ripped on, so that's cool.
Neither of us have any ass left. She's chewed it all off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's well played. Well played. Kevin Dunn, Sarah Tiana in studio. Got about 15 minutes left in the show. Don't go anywhere. Midday with Trey and BK on the horn. Before you go, go. Welcome back, Midday with Trey and BK.
You know this, don't you?
Y'all like the song? Y'all like the song?
I mean,
there's so many Culture Club songs that are great out there.
I'm an 80s kid, so I hear this and I love it.
This is Wham, right?
It's Wham, it's not Culture Club?
This is Wham,
George Michael. I always think of, who was the Culture Club? Boy George.
Boy George. Oh, how dare you get them
I know, just female-looking men.
You know?
There's so many different bands out there with men that dress as women.
Is that a problem?
Yeah.
Weird. You don't think that's hot, right? You're not looking for that?
No.
Noted.
Changes my outfit. I'm kind of like a manly man.
Changes my outfit.
Kind of lady.
Well, there goes my chances.
I'm like a conservative.
We're all out.
We're done.
I like a man that opens your door still. I'm really into that. I like letting a man be a man, you know?
I've opened a door before.
For yourself. And I'm sure it was hard.
It was
tough. Super heavy.
These doors are heavy, right? Did you try these?
Very heavy.
Hey, 6'1", 165 soaking wet. That's nothing to tell you what.
So you're 6'4", 165?
No, 6'1".
Oh, 6'1". I think you said 6'4". I was like, you're giving yourself
I'm giving myself a little bit
inches, which you've done before.
Yeah. Well played.
She inspired me. She had a couple good ones.
I lost a few of them at birth, so since then I just haven't been seen it. You know?
It was rough.
All right, so Sarah, you'll be at Cap City tonight. Two shows tomorrow, two shows on Saturday. And, of course, you've been nice enough to spend an hour with us here in studio. But, you know, for people who are just tuning in and who are listening to the station, kind of looking for something to do this weekend, will you give a little taste and tell people of Austin, Texas, what they can expect if they go out to Cap City tonight?
What they can expect?
Yeah.
I think we just heard it for an hour.
Yeah.
You need to pitch yourself a little bit.
I think
people
think that they're going to get with me is a lot of times they think I'm just going to be roasting the crowd, and I do not. I do not talk to the crowd whatsoever.
Wow.
Because that is a whole different beast, and honestly, if I'm going to roast you, I have to do lots of research on you. I want you to be just as impressed impressed by the jokes as me. This is an act that I've cultivated over the past 6 years. So a lot of new stuff about growing older and like how I feel like men never lose the idea of becoming a professional athlete. I have a lot of stuff about, which is why they wear jerseys so much. Just, you know, put me in. I'm ready. I'm here on the sidelines.
What do you think of the grown men in jerseys deal?
Oh, it's a huge deal breaker.
Yeah. Pathetic. Yeah.
No, it just says like, hey, I haven't had a girlfriend in 5 years,
right.
And this is what I buy when I'm left at the mall, you know, unwatched.
Unwatched is how I'm spending my clothing money.
This is what I'm doing when I don't know what to do.
Too much time in the finish line or a
Foot
Locker.
It's like I'm going to go to the mall and I'm going to get a jersey and Skechers, and I'm like, okay, well, you're going to get yourself an apartment alone.
Yeah,
is what you're going to get.
Get some lotion on the way home.
Yeah,
right?
He might as well.
Skechers has those wide fit shoes. Have you tried those?
Yeah, shape
those
up and ship out. That's what I have to say.
I'll play. I don't own any Skechers. Just so everybody out there.
I talk a lot about my family and growing up, and I talk about a lot of the military tours I've been on, and then I sell cat bandanas after the show.
I was going to ask you about that.
Oh, I should have brought y'all some.
Catbandana.com is the website.
I need two.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's got two cats. What's the idea? Like, how did this start?
It started because my mom is a seamstress, and it started as a joke because I was like, oh, you have to – she was making my sister's dog bandanas, and I was like, you never make nothing for my cat. And so she started making them as a joke, and then people started wanting them, and then I started selling them at the show as a joke, and then they just took off. So now we sell dog bow ties as well.
Nice. And I saw that.
We brought Dallas Cowboys ones and UT ones.
I'm going to get that for myself. That's amazing. Yes.
And you can get that on your website. You want to plug that?
Yes, saratiana.com. You can't get the bow ties on there.
There's
a link to my mom's website because that's all her. She's retired now.
Oh, mom has separated
Mom gets all that. Wow. I send her the money.
There's a nice long pause between dog and bow tie there. You're like, my mom creates my dog's
bow tie.
I was like,
yes.
Yeah.
Kind of
right
the southern.
There,
it's, yeah. It is interesting because you got great southern accent, but then what comes out of your mouth is not what you expect a southern lady from Georgia to be saying.
Yeah, which is also why I've been very successful on the roast battle. Because even when I say something horrible to your face, you don't really get offended.
No.
It sounds very sweet.
And you smile when you said it.
Yeah.
She's ripped us a couple of times and you just smile.
I can't be mad to smile. I've been like trying to avoid eye contact.
Because
like, she's been ripping my religion and everything that I stand for.
I don't mean it. I'm just trying to make you happy. And like, I honestly feel like it's a big form of flattery. Like if I care enough about you to like think of something that I think you'll find funny as well. And I'm never going to say anything about someone that I know they wouldn't want me to say.
There we go.
There's always a line.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Sarah.
You're so welcome.
Hope you had a great time. Yeah, capcitycomedy.com. Tickets tonight. Two shows tomorrow. Two shows on Saturday. Check out Sarah Tiana. Follow her on Twitter at Sarah Tiana as well.
And, but not to my car. Yeah, please don't follow me there.
Oh, Brad had already planned that.
I was about to say.
He put that on the show sheet.
Do you not see that camera out in the parking lot?
No.
Follow her to her car.
But now I'll look for it.
All right, absolutely. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Kevin, for filling in today. Listen to Chad and Kevin this afternoon from 3 to 7. And we're out of time. But I have a whole like spiel. For the Greek Freak, for the production wizard across the glass, Zach Christodoulidis, I am BK. We'll be back to get it popping same time tomorrow. Until then, in the words of Outkast, I know you like this, Sarah. Let bygones be bygones. You can go and get the hell on. You and your mama. We out of here.